Their ships are like these black triangulars. The US Navy has a triangular ship as well, but the difference is that the US Navy triangular ship is smaller, silvery gray, looking thicker, round angles, more complicated designs on it, and it makes noise. 75. The Kilidoggert from Constellation Vela, their triangular ship is way bigger, flatter. They have a little dome on the top, but you never see the top, or you are in trouble, the angles are sharp. It's totally black, silent, and you barely notice them because they have a way to reflect what's above underneath. So it's like transparent, but you can just sense their shape. Sometimes they appear, they uncloak their little lights at the angles. The three lights are smaller, and the round in the middle is smaller than the US Navy one, which was big. You know, because there is a feel about it. When you see this black triangular alien ship, everyone you know that has had an experience with this ship, they all say the same thing, which is time seems tossed up. Silence. And there is kind of a fascination, hypnotic fascination coming from it. And you feel suddenly terror, instant, and you want to run, but you can't. They all say that's and that's not you. Snevi. Is it true that these Nordic aliens are the Nordic gods, like Odin, Thor, Freya, Loki, and so? After what I've been told, yes. Can you share more of the Adari from Vega, how they participate in the Galactic Federation? Erythea too many helping Terra? For those who have the book, page 314. It will be the Vegans. So it's Adari and Iliva. They assist everyone else's task in understanding Terra humans' motivation and potentials. So they're obviously studying Terrans. They're obviously studying our customs and our behavior, to help the Federation understand better how to behave with us. The Aldari from Vega, which are a colony of Tau from Lyra. Vega, it's a star with very strong radiation, so they need to modify themselves to be able to live there. They are tall colony arrived at refugee from the attack of the Man system in the Liran system. They migrated to the first planet of the Amica system, Adara. Although they resemble to a particular Vegan species, they are of a different genetics. Their skin evolved to brown with bluish shades due to the radiation of the star. Like the Osmar of the fourth planet, they have adopted the same fashion of long robes, high necks, and large sleeves that has become a significant of the Olmecan Vega system and its residents. Adli had an input on Terra in the area of India where they temporarily settled their colony, quickly chased by the Chukar invaders in a ferocious conflict. They are still remembered in Vedic texts as the blue rays of gods, who came from the sky. Adli are now involved in the programs of the Galactic Federation of Worlds to protect Terra. Their ships have beautiful profile, elongated silhouettes. You know, we are mixed on Earth. We are really a genetic mix. That's obviously why there are so many different blood types. Do you know the difference of the beings that interact with certain light workers at Mount Shasta and Mount Adams? Stay away from Mount Shasta. Mount Adams, I don't know anything about it. But I know about Mount Shasta is held by reptilians, by Chikos and U.Estilos Alliance. It was before the capital of Telosian colony, that is now very dangerous, one of the Eye of Evil. Do not try to interact with people living there, it is very dangerous. Did you outline the Tall Whites? Tall White is interesting. It's important to know about the Tall Whites. There's in fact Armana species that have been named Tall Whites, because many different species look like Tall Whites. 76. Anything that's taller than us and has a pale skin, white hair or no hair, they call it Tall White. So it's very confusing. Even the Imithera species of greys, they have small race and tall race, and Thesiones as well are called Tall Whites. And Imut are so nice. They're really nice people, and they work with the Council of Five. Do they all communicate telepathically only, or have their own languages? That's a very good question. All these races I've spoken about that are at interstellar travel, they are so advanced that they can do it in few hours or even faster, because they've discovered as well interdimensional travel and quantum travel, and they've developed as well their mind abilities. So they're able to speak telepathically with each other. The thing is, Most of them have kept their talking abilities because they do not want to interact with any species telepathically. If you have telepathic ability to communicate, but you're in a situation where you are at war and you need to meet reptilians, do you really want to communicate telepathically with them? No. So they have as well the language. Some like to sing, to talk, they dub off they do both. In the Centaurian system they use rather telepathic language. I know the Lyran races they use rather spoken language, and the telepathy comes only when they want to have private conversations. So it depends on the species. They all know the telepathic language, yes, and they use it more or less. I've experienced it, and I can say of my own experience, the telepathic language uses a special frequency, a special range that is not the range of your normal thoughts. That means that speaking telepathically with someone, you can isolate your telepathic speech interaction from your thoughts, normal brain thoughts. It's not on the same range. It's like they have a special mind space for that. When you speak with some being telepathically, you can't read their thoughts. Otherwise you can read the thoughts of the other ones if he allows it. There are two different sorts of telepathic language. I learned that with them, and it's quite fascinating. Quite fascinating. And we can do that. We have this possibility, and we will get there. Tall whites cover more than one group, are all in the U.S. No, they're all over the world. These underground bases are scattered all over the world, linked by tunnel and high-speed trains. So it's all over the world. Do they shapeshift on molecular level, physical, or send objections to the mind of the view, mental telepathic? Gray can shapeshift, reptilians can shapeshift. Humanoids, no. They can, but they need a super technology for that, and they don't do this. Reptilian races, reptoids do that, and grays, most of grays are reptoids, so that the grays that are of reptoid constitution shapeshift as well. It's a reptiloid thing's shapeshifting, and I know that they use both, mental suggestion and physical molecular shift. Of mental suggestions is they change the range of frequency of the image. They give the people the person receives as well. I know that Shika and the Naga, Thai are the reptilians who just really annoy us. They have a belt, and this belt is helping them to shapeshift. I know as well monoatomic gold helps them to shapeshift, and adrenochrome as well. With adrenochrome they can hold the molecular one longer. 77. I know there are some ways of spotting them. They need wet their eyes, because climate is too dry for them, so they need to wet their eyes, and they have lateral eyelids that click. What do they eat and drink? When they go for space travel they do not eat solid, because they shift densities and dimensions. They basically want to have stomach empty, that's otherwise it's difficult. They're all vegan diet. Reptilian species on Earth, I can name some reptilians on this Earth. The races are Chika and Naga. They come from Thuban in the Draconian constellation, and in fact interdimensional beings. They come from another dimension. They've been kicked out. If we could kick them out as well from this one, it would be nice. The 22nd of January 2021, Hybrids Rescue, Galactic Federation and Military Operations. Myra was away for a long time. Myra was part of the crew who rescued me when I was 9 years old. She's Thorhan's best friend. She's a medical scientist. She is the one who reattuned my implant to the frequencies of the Federation, and she's been as well following me, all my life. She recently then as well connect with Eliza. She is communicating with her as well. And Myra has been involved with the rescue of the hybrid children from the Dumbs, deep underground bases. These children were brought on the science station of the Federation. But she will tell you everything about that. She's been extremely busy since many months now, and she way 7 out of the solar system to take care of rehabilitating the children, and she'll anyway tell you all about that, and she's back. Hey Mayram, how are you? I've been missing you so much. Oh my gosh, we've missed you so much. I have been thinking about you very much. We do have some questions. But I definitely want to get you to tell us all the things that you've been doing and how everything works like when they pull the children out of the tunnels. Where doth he go and how do you guys move them from place to place and you know things like that? Our troops have been working very well, very hard. Thorhan hasn't told you everything because he couldn't. I am not going to tell you everything either because I would be fired. But what I can tell you is that they worked. Our troops have been working very much with your troops under the surface of your planet, and a lot of operations have been going on since a while, a year. We have connected with your troops with your secret military. This military which is in contact with your good people, your good faction of government and now those troops linked with ours from the Federation. Only humanoids, because you know, the conditions under the ground, you need to be fit for it and our humanoids Zumites and Tals, Metans as well were here and still are. The Tals are the more performant, because they have the most common genome with your species, not that they are related, but it is compatible. All these operations and that are still going on are made to liberate all the prisoners. 78. The prisoners are liberated every day. Some more are taken but less and less abductions. We are fighting on every front in your secret services, not the old corrupted ones but the new ones. You, your people are working to cleanse all the web of trafficking. This is your work among people. Our work is to give you a hand by force. You take the decisions and you conduct your own operations. We just assist when you ask. We are assisting you, fighting in the tunnels. This is a very difficult job. A lot of us are dying and a lot of yours are dying. A lot of the enemy is dying too. We do not like to kill. We do it. If we have no choice. All the communications between underground bases are cut. Most of them. Still some are linked. But this is soon sorted. What we have liberated, is a lot of entities. Human prisoners are all back on Earth, they never left. All the human terrain prisoners we've liberated have been redispatched in centers on Terra to be taken care of. How did you do that, Myra? Is it children and adults? Yes, all the ages. Well, there isn't any elderly. The aged stop around 40 and something. Because they weren't healthy humans for trafficking or experimentation and all have to be healthy and young and performant. So all ages until 40 and so. All that are belonging to Terra are being taken care of in Terran centers. Nobody knows where they are for security and for their safety, because they can talk, and if they talk, and they are talking, those who still can't talk, they are talking and they are in danger. So they are protected, rehabilitated when possible in the Society of Terra who rehabilitates them? Is it you guys are doing the rehabilitation or do you have regular humans doing that? Oh, it is your people does it. You take care of your people. We take care of hybrids, what is not your people? The hybrids are evacuated to the science outpost on orbit. So when they get to the science station what happens there? They arrive with our military ship they arrive and they are dispatched in different medical facilities within the orbital station. It depends on their genome. We have different posts, where we have equipment regarding to the different races hybridized with them. They're all hybridized, with greys, but different types of greys and it is different technologies used to rebalance them to, I would say livable, state. When they can survive and stabilize their system. So we have four posts, different posts where they go, and they are dispatched and we take care of them. Taking care of them is it has really, believe me, it has been like a factory. It has been a relentless work. It was very tiring. I know this wave has been dispatched towards other systems. But now it is not over. We are still waiting for another wave of liberation when they arrive. First they are put into stasis, a different stasis that is regenerative. All their trackers are removed. And then systems are purged from what we call the goo. It is a word that best describes what they are filled with. It is a life support system that the greys use that erases consciousness. It just maintains you alive, but you all shut down. This must be evacuated from the air system. So are you saying, that they're in pods with goo underneath underground? So they're not like in cages, like metal cages? That's your people. 79. So the regular humans are in cages and then the hybrids are in the cuvettes, in these pods. The human distinctive to slave traffics are in cages. The humans distinct to genetic experiments are in pods or in the waiting in cages, but you know, they are in pots, because they go and take the subjects they want from the cages. So the genetic experiment facilities are always composed with pods and different liquids, what we call goo, regarding to the system the genome. So this needs to be evacuated from the system and replaced by a life support gel. And when it gets better, the life support gel is cleansed and they can breathe, because this life support gel is slowly injected with molecules of air, that they can breathe. And when they are ready, evacuate the gel from their system and activate the lungs and the breathing system. This is quite painful for them, but this is very quick. Then the more difficult work begins, because they've regained the consciousness, that was maintained in a dormant state, locked down. And now their consciousness is alive, they are away and they panic. The only thing they were able to see for those, who had the ability to see, migrants. And so they see humans for the first time. They panic, all of them. They don't know what's happening to them. So as soon, as they wake up, we put them under mind-filling device. This is going to fill their mind with waves that are going to calm them down, relax them, and through these waves we pass on data and information, and this data and information is going to teach them how to speak language. Language takes a few days, it depends on the subject, to be learned for the first time. They need to activate their vocal cords, they hear and they see, they smell. It is very traumatic for them and this is a very difficult work for us. When you say language, what language are you teaching them? We are teaching them the language used commonly by the whole Federation, which is their diplomatic language, which is Dami. They are ready after a while. It depends on the subject, of course, because the hybridization are on different stage. Some it is very difficult. Some of them are in a level of genetic alteration that is not allowing them to go back to a normal life, as we conceive it. So these ones will be kept in pods and we do not know what is decided with these ones. If they are not able to live, we will end up their life. Sometimes it is better. Once they're able to talk, to breathe and be quiet, be calm, of course we drug them, because the trauma is easy to deal with. Then we teach them how to walk, we inject substances in their muscles and sound technology that is activating their muscles. Then they start to walk. It is a long process. Then they start to eat. Some of them don't need to eat, they are more gray, as you say, technology, than human. We provide for the needs of every each of them. Of each of them is different and we need to really study them to see what they need, what their system is able to absorb, what their system need to live. Consciousness is activated, body functions are activated. They start to work. Many, many workers are humanoids on the science station. So this is a problem, because they are scared of us. We need to put them in trust. They go naturally towards the mothers and the Agaroth, because they look like them. But you know this is difficult. So you have reached out to those races, to see if they can come help. Yes. We have many, many other races, scientists from different population, who come and help. Mothers and Agaroth are great with children, really great with them. So we have Agaroth, 80, scientists, because you need to be qualified. Not everyone can come at their contact. It could spoil all the efforts. When children are ready to socialize and are not afraid of humanoids anymore, we insert them in some sections of the station, where there is life. They eat with us, they play with our children and they start to socialize. Once socialization stage is validated, they're ready to go. There are adults as well. The adults have more difficulty to socialize, because they've been in pods so long. They've grown up all their life in pods, muscular activation is more difficult. So now all the children have gone, some adult hybrids are left, still to be taken care of. But I'm done for the moment. I've been accompanying the last colony of children to Slows. So now I am tired and I've been grunted rest with my husband and my children. That's wonderful. I know you adopted one of them, so tell me how she's adjusting. She's amazing. She's a wonderful child. I named her Gaia because she was born on Terra, and I know a lot of Terrans like to call this planet Gaia, because Gaia for the Terrans is the name of the soul of the consciousness of Terra. I like it. It is an ancient goddess of your folklore. Gaia is my child. Now I adopted her, because I wanted to learn from her. And she is teaching me a lot. These hybrids, you need to know this, they are an upgrade of human and of greys. They have worked at upgrading a created super race, that they are using for different despicable purposes. But those we've saved are extremely talented and evolved beings. Gaia doesn't speak or very few. She could speak, but she rather communicate by mind talk. She is, I love her, she is an amazing child. She would scare you maybe, if you see her, but I find her beautiful. She plays a lot with my sons and my husband likes her as well. That's what I can tell you about her. She is talented for arts, pictorial arts. She speaks through pictorial art. We give her art material and she composes shapes and lights and colors, through which she communicates from her soul. It's thought art. She is very skilled. We are actually studying her, because she stayed here and she is willing to help us understand. But she wants as well to understand who she is. So we are helping her as well by understanding her. She understands who she is. She is very kind, very gentle. She has never known hate, intolerance, discrimination. She's never known that. So she is a very peaceful child. Her heart is filled with light and love and consciousness. She is very conscious. I know she can communicate with beings on higher planes. She can see what is happening on the other side of the universe. She has the sight. She's fantastic. And they're all not all like her, but a lot of them are like her. This is Gaia. Do you think that the other hybrids will end up like her, as good as she is? Or do you think it's really going to be based on her on an individual basis? It's individual basis. Well, you know, you have constants. We have determined three threads, two constants, hybrids children like her extremely talented and evolved beings. And those as well who don't have all these talents, but who are able to be inserted normally in a society. The third constant is those who have difficulties, who have alteration and do not communicate, do not behave in a reasonable way in a society. They are not able to be reinserted. These ones really cause problem. We've been evacuating them as well towards other facilities, who will treat them. So that the ones that are Earth right now, that were saved from Earth that are human, worthy so people like they actually grew up in on Earth like under in the caves, like they've never seen the sun. Some of them are abducted and then some of them grew up. 81. None of them have special abilities. They are people like the average Terran. I would say two categories. A, the one who can be reinserted in a normal life. Well, never normal, reinserted in life. And two, those who won't for different reasons. Psychological damage and or physical damage. Did you provide them with technology to heal their mind and then place fake memories or something? We do not give the erasing memory devices, because your people would use it for a bad way. We're not allowed to give this technology. But we are giving healing devices. Healing devices with waves and sound. We had given them your medical teams these devices. We do not give technologies that can be used for destructive purposes. Can tell us any positive stories you have witnessed of the children's recoveries, perhaps them learning to trust, to smile, to make friends, learning to walk, they're feeling free and safe. We let them go only when they feel safe, with humanoids. Because they are going to be reinserted in societies, close to their genomes. We cannot allow them to be reinserted in societies linked to the gray genome, because these beings are not good. So we reinsert them either with the Agarit or either with humanoid societies. You are asking some anecdotes? Let me think. These children are very curious, they do not know boundaries. Boundaries have not been taught to them, so they need to experience them. It is very difficult to teach boundaries to a child. and even not only children. Adults, you know, adults hybrids are also like children, they have children in mind. So it is the same. So they go everywhere. They do not know about boundaries. They are all under surveillance, but at a certain stage we leave them on their own device, roaming on the station, and sometimes there are funny situations. There are so many stories. I don't have one in mind. Would any of us be fit to be their guide to help them and give them a love and hope? Yes, of course, if you are able to leave your planet. You're not authorized for the moment. You're not yet allowed on our outposts. Or you can, but you will never go back to your planet. You can, but you will erase your mind. So what is the point that you come for the experience? You can come and help them, but we have enough more qualified people. You are not very qualified, unless you Ali Uno is to give love, which is excellent, but you do not have any qualifications to deal with these children, and believe me, you need to be qualified. This is very hard, extremely hard. How are the hybrid children different compared to the Terran children, mentally, physically, intellectually, energetically and spiritually? Well, physically it's very obvious. They are a crossbreed between Terran human and some different grey species. So they have different sorts of shapes in between the two species. Visually they look sometimes close to grey appearance and sometimes close to human appearance. And there's such a variation of their shapes and appearances. Mentally, as I was explaining, they're like newly born, they need to learn everything. Psychologically they are very vulnerable, extremely vulnerable. Spiritually, they do not have spirituality. They need to learn how to connect with Source, and this comes in time. Like the rest of the humans on Earth, yes, exactly. 82, have these children have a specific blood type that the regressives try to manipulate? They have so many different blood types and mixed with the Grey's blood type, so it doesn't matter. So the children underground, are they being kidnapped off the street, or are they also breeding grounds from women held captive? Both, and which one is more frequent? Breeding underground. For a genetic experiment, then you know exactly what you are going to get. The ones are freshly abducted, serve more for slave traffic. And are these children that are being abducted children that no one would notice that are missing? No, that is not true. People miss them, your people miss them a lot. Tia saying is the children, like homeless children, or is it children with families? That they do not try to know, there are a lot. There have been so many children, especially in poor societies, poor caste of society and countries who haven't a lot of communication. We have the bad, the dark military, the good military and the bad military in the US. So how do you keep the bad military from finding out, from getting to where these children are? Oh, that is complicated. They know, everyone knows and everyone knows, we are helping the benevolent factions of your military. There are conflicts, unfortunately. I cannot tell about this. But you know, all the military, the most of the military was under orders of a leader who was benevolent and acted for this liberation. But of course there is an elite hidden secret for EU. Elite of military, which has never worked with any leaders and are working with occupants Jika and Matra. These are the ones we're talking about, okay. What technology is involved in removing as many children as quickly as possible from Thundergrounds, while leading to the lowest loss? We bring the pods to a beaming area aboard on ship. Those who are in pods are beamed up. All the pods are brought, and as well the living hybrids are brought to an area where they are beamed. They are beamed on board ship which is in orbit, and this ship brings them on the station, and those who are not in pods are also beamed on board the ship. They bring them on the station afterwards. Beaming is the best way. What can we do? Is there anything that we can do to help these children? You can only help your children or your people. And see with your services, how you can do and help. Contact your governments and ask what you can do. There are associations and groups, I think you know, how to do this. Make your researches, I do not know. 83. Are you using medical beds to help these children? They first are kept in their pods and then transferred into other pots, that we fit with the gel they need to be completely cleansed and rehabilitated with breathable material. Then they can transfer the system into breathable air, and then they are kept once they're out of the pods. Yes, it is assimilated to medical beds, it is tables or bed as you call them, with all the equipment necessary to maintain the being healthy and heal it, with different devices all around. We all have a standard bed with different equipment regarding to the race we are treating. But the structure of the beds are the same, equipment is different.